From Paul's house and Storm's house, it's Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes, on average.
Welcome to show 4
of Paul and Storm talk about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average. And I am Paul.
I am Storm.
First of all, we want to welcome all of our new subscribers. Actually, let me step back. Second of all, we're going to want to do that. First of all, we're going to mention that once again, we are pre-recording this podcast because on the day that this one airs, late August 25th or early August 26th, Storm will still be on vacation.
In fact, I'm probably in the Grand Canyon right now.
That's cool.
What would be really cool, I mean, it wouldn't be cool for me, but if something horrific happened...
If you were dead, I was going to say that.
This would be like the greatest internet meme ever.
This would be awesome, talking to the dead guy.
And I'll have like my flip camera, my flip video camera with me as I go down.
Film the, like from your point of view, you're
right down the 5,000 foot. Yeah, straight down. I shouldn't joke about this, but
you
figure
you really shouldn't. But it's kind of funny now, at least. So,
and that's the good thing is that you know it doesn't matter because by the time anyone hears this, it will either have happened or it would not have.
That's right. So this show will be about talking to the potentially dead guy.
Right. Or me going, wow, that was grim.
So, second of all, now, backing up, we're recording this on Sunday, August 17th. And as of this date, we have had over 1,000 downloads or subscribers for our second episode, which was a whole lot more than the first by almost a factor of 10. So we welcome all of our new listeners. Downloaders, subscribers, however you would describe them.
Which is amazing because we don't really talk about anything.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is due to the fact that we showed up on the What's New page on the iTunes podcast listing.
Right. It's like you go to Costco and if they have like crab and broccoli and liver balls, yeah, you're going to try it.
Yeah. You have to try liver balls once.
That actually sounds kind of good.
Not really, but... I'll go with you on that.
You were never one for the organ meats.
I was never one for the viscera. But, you know, the interesting thing is it's been this meteoric rise, such as there's only 2 points on the line, but nonetheless it's rising, so I'm going to call it a rise. I'm waiting for the backlash at this point. Since everything's so accelerated, we have not yet gotten the whole slew of, man, you guys suck emails, and man, you're lame, and your mom. And
see, I'd rather have that than to just fade into oblivion anyway.
Yeah.
You know, where's Bucci and all that?
Just burn out, not fade away. Exactly.
Oh, and by the way, this isn't really backing up. It's more of a sideways kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We just actually got back from a road trip to Iowa.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, Paul, but I'm on about 2 hours of crappy airplane sleep.
I got a couple more under my belt before we got on the airplane, but I too am pretty damn exhausted.
So if either one of us sound like we're stoned, if people who know us know that that's the farthest thing from the truth.
Yeah.
But still, man.
Yeah, we'll get to that theme in a second, actually.
Ooh, interesting.
But one thing, regarding all of these new subscribers, there may well be some people who've never really heard of us, who just sort of said, what the hell, it's a cool logo, or I'll just pick this and see if I like it. And I was wondering, once this show expands to a certain point where there's a lot of people who sort of aren't really familiar with our music... It brings up the question of how much do we assume people out there know when we're talking about things?
Well, I would hope that if they've listened to it more than once and think it's entertaining, that they'd kind of investigate, you know?
That's sort of where I'm at with it. I'm sort of looking at it as like when you're listening to a director's commentary. If you're, you know, if you've bought a DVD, you're not going to go straight to the commentary. You work on the theory that... you've seen the movie once and then go to the commentary, because there's nothing I hate more than listening to a director's commentary where they're explaining what's going on with the plot while it's going on.
Well, it's sort of how we first came across Jonathan Colton because he was on Hodgman's doing the music for the Hobos.
The background music for the 700 Hobos list.
Right. So yeah. Same kind of thing. You dig a little deeper and you get the goodness.
Exactly. So that was the decision I had sort of come to. I hadn't really discussed it with you, but I figured you'd agree that we're going to continue to go on basically assuming people have a at least basic understanding of who we are and the people within our circle and our music and such. So we make references. We're not going to explain all of them. And if you're interested, if you like the show, we're going to figure you're going to go to the website and listen to the music, which gets to my other point. Somebody pointed out, I think a couple of people pointed out or questioned, why don't we play more of our own music?
Right. In fact,
any of our own music on this podcast.
In particular, a theme song that we wrote for ourselves for a competition. That's one that, that would seem to make sense.
We do have a theme song for ourselves. My thought on that, I'm not completely against playing our own music, but I really only foresee doing it, like, if we feel like debuting a song, maybe we'll make it specially debut on the podcast.
I don't know if it has to be a debut, but there has to be a reason other than just let's play one of our songs.
Because otherwise, it's like if you listen to Little Steven's, the Garage, I can't remember the exact name of it, but you know the one I'm saying?
Yeah, his Garage Band show.
His Garage Band show. If he played nothing but I Ain't Gonna Play Sun City every time he did that show.
Well, that would be kind of cool.
it would be a little surreal. Be like an Andy Kaufman thing, just seeing how quickly he can drive everyone away. So that's sort of where we're at philosophically on that. We're not never going to play our music, he said, employing a double negative. But it's going to need a reason, and it's probably only going to be rarely. And even when we do, whatever music we do play, it's always going to come at the end after we're done talking, so you don't have to sit through it if you don't want to.
Well, there may be exceptions to that, but I like that as the general idea.
Yeah. At least that's where I'm coming from. If you feel differently, we're going to have a fight about it, but we'll do that off air.
Yes, we will have a... I'm sorry, my brain is...
Yeah, I can hear you struggling for words.
I swear I'm not
swimming uphill.
Brain dead.
So,
all I can come
okay.
up with is Haymaker,
the
but
theme,
that's
which
a,
we discussed
punch.
Very briefly
like
for this show. We're already 7 minutes in, so...
I have to...
I think Storm is switching out phones
there,
once again because his
Hello?
Phone has run out.
I totally
I hope
lost
he's still
Paul.
On the line.
I have to hook up my other phone. We're probably
I hope
talking
he hasn't
over
hung
each
up.
Other right now.
Well, we're going to continue as if Storm is eventually going to get his phone to work because Storm seems to have the worst luck with technology, especially with the telephones in his house. We have lost Storm, so I'm going to hang up. He's going to call me back eventually, and I'm going to continue to talk at this point. The theme we are going to be discussing in this show is road stories, people like Inside Baseball. There's Storm. See, there's the sound of my phone ringing, and there's Storm back again.
There you are.
I was just telling everyone what rotten luck you have with technology in general, but especially with your phones.
Yeah, well, I don't lose my phone, but that's another story that we won't tell.
But anyway, I was explaining that we were getting into the subject of road stories, that, you know, people like Inside Baseball stories, especially from rock and roll gods like ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and you always hear stories, you know, like the Led Zeppelin fabled the groupie with the fish story, or was that the Who?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Or like Keith Moon driving a car into a swimming pool and trashing hotel rooms and you know, drugs and women. Paul and Storm lead a much more sedentary life. Our greatest road story that I could think of, at least, is the fact that we saved a kitten.
Actually, most of our better stories involve cats, but yeah, we did.
Cats or food.
Rarely in the same frame.
Yeah, no, not cats as food.
But yeah, I think it was it Madison, Wisconsin?
This was, I went back and looked it up. It was November 30th, 2005. We were in Madison, Wisconsin. Had finished a show. There was a light dusting of snow on the ground. It was a you know, crisp, clear night, and we pulled back into our hotel parking lot. It must have been, 1 a.m.?
Yeah, it was after a show, and I remember hearing something feline-like.
Yeah, we're walking from the car back, or the van back to the hotel, and we hear this little tiny meow.
And there behind the wheel well of, it was like a van, was this tiny little gray and white tabby kitten.
Who came right up to us. And you also have to understand, Storm and I are both ridiculous bleeding hearts when it comes to kitty cats. We love us some kitties.
So we did take it in and we fed it, and the people at the front counter gave us some cream.
Well, yeah, that was the thing, was we were trying to figure out what we were going to do with it. And luckily, one of the women working at the front counter overnight had a friend who worked for, I guess, the SPCA in town. And she said she would take the cat in the morning when she got off her shift around, you know, 7 or 8 a.m. But in the meantime, we took it back to our hotel room. And yeah, they gave us some cream. We got a little cardboard box and tore up some newspaper. And, you know, we're having a little ball. This is a happy little cat that we rescued, this poor innocent being. What wonderful people are we?
And it pooped on us.
Well, you tipped the joke there, my friend.
Well, you were getting into the minutiae. It was
I'm trying to set the scene.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but
man,
you're going to sleep. So fine, we will cut to the chase.
I
was going to talk about how we were sort of having a battle to see who the cat would sleep with. Like, we would keep making little you know, tapping on the bed noises and scritchy motions with our hands, and the cat would go back and forth. And I don't remember who won that, but at some point in the night, the cat did what all mammals do, and he pooped voluminously in the corner of the room. And it was not, I'm trying to be delicate in case anyone's listening to this while eating lunch. It was not the firm kind.
And if you'll recall the organ meat and broccoli appetizers that they're giving away at Costco.
Yep.
That was about what it smelled like.
Yeah, it was, we woke up, I don't even remember, it must have been 7 or 8 a.m. I know I woke up, thought I sort of smelled something, and turned my head and realized that this cat had not only gone to the bathroom in the corner of the room, but he had stepped in it and then proceeded to track it all over the bedspread, our jammies.
I remember the cat, the little kitten would like sort of cuddle up against your neck.
Yep.
I remember feeling that in the middle of the night, and this green cloud death decay odor.
Oh, it was horrible.
That
it was an ungodly color too. I remember it was like a color that doesn't appear in nature. Sort of like almost a neon green.
So we named the cat Thurman.
Yeah, we had Bad Santa had either come out the year before or that's I think it'd come out the year before, but we were big fans of Bad Santa, so we named him Thurman after Thurman Merman.
If you haven't seen Bad Santa, there's this sort of overweight, droopy,
a sad sack kid,
put upon kid, Thurman Merman, that Billy Bob Thornton kind of sticks up for. And
and you're yelling at me about getting into the minutia. You're summing up the whole goddamn movie.
Oh, Mr. Bitterpants. Oh, I couldn't tell the whole story.
You stole my thunder on the punchline, and now you're over-explaining Bad Santa. Well, nonetheless, we woke up and we were covered in poo, and the room was covered in poo. So that was appetizing. We felt so terrible. I think we may have left a $10 or $15 tip for the housekeeper that morning, and we sort of slunk off before they showed up.
We lost a cat just a month ago.
That's true. Yes, we were staying at our friend Trevor's. Trevor from the Arrogant Worms up in Canada. A very funny trio. And we were staying at his house, and he wasn't there. He was on vacation, but he let us. It was us and Jonathan Colton. He let the three of us stay at his house. And he warned us ahead of time that he has two cats, and one cat is like an escape artist and will try and get out and try and convince you that he's supposed to be out, and we were not supposed to listen.
And I thought we were doing okay with it, but we had they didn't have air conditioning. It's Canada; they don't have heat in Canada most days.
Well, they have the heat. They just I see the outdoor heat. Yeah, they're not used to the outdoor heat. So.
Right. So we had opened the kitchen window. It had a screen on it, but somewhere in the middle of the night, when we woke up in the morning, screen was out. Cats nowhere.
And the escape artist cat we found relatively quickly. He was just over at the next door neighbors fighting with their cat, and the neighbor found him and brought him back. But the other cat, the timid cat that he said would not be trouble at all, was nowhere to be found, and we were sure that we had killed Trevor's cat.
Yeah, we developed an entire fiction in the car as we were driving away, because you know, we felt so horrible that this cat might die a horrible death because we neglected it. just about what must have gone down between those two cats.
Yeah, Colton does the voice far better than we do, but it was something along the lines of, Picasso, I'm not really sure you're supposed to knock that screen out. The owner said we were supposed to stay in the kitchen. Oh, well, there you go. You're going to leave me here alone? Are you sure we can go out there? That doesn't seem right to me.
Well, we have that.
Wasn't that a laugh riot?
That was great. Well, we're sort of running up against our average. I do want to get in a final. I think this should be a regular feature. Just a very quick Felicia watch. What's the latest news? Quickly.
A Felicia watch. Actually, unfortunately, this isn't going to be too quick. Again, this is all sort of weird because the timing is thrown off. As of today, which is August 17th, I cannot say for certain she has noticed me per se. But our friend Len Peralta of the Jawbone Radio podcast, another fine podcast, was at the New Media Expo in Vegas this weekend, and she was there as well, promoting the Guild, I guess, and he took it upon himself to make introductions, shall we say, and mention us to her, and I don't believe he came out and actually said that I'm stalking her, which I am not doing, but apparently people seem to be under the impression that I am stalking Felicia Day and wish she was my girlfriend, which is not the case, but fine, we'll play that game.
If you're keeping track on your cribbage board at home, people, the peg has moved up about 4 spots.
However, we're really not going to consider it in the win column until we either get an email from her or she starts following us on Twitter. I will count that as having noticed, and only then will the search be over.
You know what would be horrible and cruel?
What would that be?
If she's like, hey, Paul, you know, hi, your buddy Storm is really cool.
Yeah. It's going to be exactly like that.
It'll be like that.
It's okay. Going to go down just that way. So there we are. Last few things to mention. Once again, if you're unfamiliar with us, go to paulandstorm.com. Go and listen to the music and check things out because we're awesome.
Yeah.
There is a donate button. You can donate through PayPal if you care to contribute. It is no longer the Paul and Storm free money fund. We actually have a cause now.
It is now the Paul and Storm get their webmaster a new server to help Paul and Storm and their lazy non-bandwidth paying butts.
Yes. Yes. Our very good friend and longtime fan, Russ, is kind enough to provide our internet service. And our server isn't dying, but it is going to be in need of an upgrade in the next year or so. So we are now going to put any donations you put towards the podcast, towards the new server fund. And Russ also makes a habit of naming his servers after video games. So our existing server, we decided... What?
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say something.
I'm just trying to get through quick here because we're on minute 17 and you were being all pissy about the time limit. But wait, let me set you up.
I was not
our existing
pissy
server
about
is
that.
Called.
Oh, I don't want to set like the oh. Now we're playing Mad Libs.
Diaper. Wendy,
it's
Wendy,
Mad
Wendy.
Libs. No. Talk about your things.
So Storm, tell us what you decided because you are awesome. Our server should be called and it's the most perfect name possible for a server.
Crazy Climber.
No, it's not Crazy Climber. Our
well,
existing server.
Oh, the existing one is Sinistar.
Yes, and the existing one is Sinistar.
As Paul was saying...
as Paul was trying to say before right. Sleepy Grumpy Pants
I
got
am
in the
sleepy,
way.
Sleepy Grumpy Pants. And I want to do some of this minutiae. You know, it is kind of interesting.
Where the hell were we? We were
he names
saying,
the servers after video games.
Yeah, so we need to come up with a new name for the new server, which we have yet to purchase. But so we got some time. But right now, the front runner, I guess, is Crazy Climber. But if somebody thinks there's a better one, like basically, what's better than Sinistar?
Nothing. So
nothing.
It has to be at least something that's, you know, goodish.
Yeah.
To Sinistar.
So feel free to suggest that. We'll probably ignore your suggestions as we ignore most other input that we receive, but we do appreciate it. And I think that's about it. There's going to be a song coming. I have no idea what it is yet, and I've got a week or two to figure out what it's going to be. Storm, have a lovely vacation.
Thank you. You as well. I'm not sure. Will you be at Hershey Park at this time?
I will
time?
Be visiting Hershey Park over the next weekend. Otherwise, I'll be chilling at home.
Good.
So thank you very much. This has been our longest podcast yet to date. Hopefully they won't keep on creeping up. Otherwise, by the end of the year, they're going to be 9 hours long. Nonetheless, this is Paul.
This is Storm.
And we have been talking about some stuff for 5 to 10 minutes.
On average.
See you later.
Have a good evening.